The universal whirlpool. The whirlpools in your field are not a quirk of our model. They are instances of the single most universal structure in all of wave physics, the same object that physicists found independently in laser light, in hurricanes, and in liquid helium colder than deep space. Same whirlpool, same law, four different worlds. That universality is the honest answer to "isn't it just an artifact?" The most serious objection anyone can raise about the scalar flowers whirlpools is also the most reasonable one. You built a particular model with particular choices, and then you found whirlpools in it, so aren't the whirlpools just an artifact of your choices? It is exactly the right question, and it has a clean answer. The whirlpools we find are not something we invented. They are instances of a structure that physicists discovered decades ago in systems that have nothing to do with astrology and nothing to do with each other. When one shape keeps turning up in water, in air, in light, and in quantum matter, each time obeying the same law, it is not a quirk of any one model. It is a law of what waves and flows do. Ours is simply another place it appears. Let me show you the same whirlpool four times, and then be very precise about what our version does and does not share with the others. What a whirlpool actually is underneath. Strip a whirlpool down to its bones and it is two facts happening at one point. First, the thing that is waving, water, height, air pressure, the brightness of light, drops to exactly zero right at the center. The eye of a hurricane is calm, the core of an optical vortex is dark, the heart of a drain is empty. Second, everything around that dead still center is forced to circulate, winding one full turn as you walk a small loop around it. Physicists have a name for this, a phase singularity. Phase is where something is in its cycle. At a true zero, there is no cycle to point to, so the phase is undefined, and the only way a smooth field can wrap around an undefined point is to turn around it. The zero forces the spin. That is the whirlpool at its most fundamental, and it is the same definition whether you're talking about the Pacific Ocean or a laser beam. And it comes with a conservation law. Each whirlpool carries a direction of spin, call it plus or minus. On any closed or bounded surface, the pluses and minuses must sum to zero. You cannot make one without making its opposite somewhere else. This is a topological law. It comes from the shape of the space, not from any force, which is exactly why it shows up identically across systems that share no physics at all. A whirlpool is a point where the wave goes to nothing and the world turns around it, and the turnings must always balance. That is true of oceans, of light, and of your field for the same reason. The same whirlpool four times. Light optics a dark point in a laser beam, the light corkscrews around it, the parent case. Air weather a hurricane, one spin, balanced by fair weather high pressure, the other. Quantum fluid superfluid whirlpools in liquid helium, spin quantized to whole numbers. Your field the flower, the null points where 10 planetary waves cancel and wind. Light, the parent case. In 1974, the physicists John Nye and Michael Berry showed that any complex wave carries these points where the amplitude vanishes and the phase winds around. They called them wave dislocations. Today they are optical vortices. Shine a suitable laser and there is a thread of pure darkness running through the beam, with the light spiraling around it, carrying real angular momentum. Every feature we find, singular optics found first. Amplitude zero at the core, a full phase turn around it, and creation only in balanced pairs. In 2000, Berry and Dennis went further and worked out the statistics of these vortices in random superpositions of waves, which is essentially what a 10-planet field is, many waves whose phases are not coordinated. Our whirlpool counts and our balance to zero are instances of results already in the optics literature. Nye and Berry, Dislocations in Wave Trains, Proc. R. Soch, a 336, 1974. Berry and Dennis, Phase Singularities in Isotropic Random Waves, Proc. R. Soch, a 456, 2000, the founding and the statistical papers of the field called singular optics. Air the whirlpool you already know. A hurricane is this structure at planetary scale. A cyclone, the storm, spinning one way, low pressure at its comae, and an anticyclone, fair weather, spinning the other, high pressure, are the plus and the minus. And meteorology has known for a century that they obey the balance law. The quantity called potential vorticity is conserved, so you cannot spin up rotation in one place without inducing the opposite rotation elsewhere. That is our plus-minus law wearing whether a trough forms, a ridge forms to balance it, and the books close to zero. Same bookkeeping because the bookkeeping is topological. Quantum fluids where it becomes exact. Cool helium below about 2 degrees above absolute zero and it becomes a superfluid and its whirlpools become quantized. The winding must be a whole number, never a fraction, exactly like ours. The same is true in the ultra-cold clouds called Bose-Einstein condensates. Here, physicists are most explicit that the vortex is a topological object first and a fluid phenomenon second. The winding is what is conserved, and the substrate is almost incidental. That is precisely our claim about the field. Your field, the new instance. We sum 10 planetary waves on a sphere and find points where the field cancels to zero and the phase winds, carrying a spin, summing to zero net charge appearing in balanced pairs. We check they are not artifacts of our arithmetic. The count is identical no matter how finely we compute it, and identical no matter where we anchor the measurement. We did not put these whirlpools in. We found the field obeys the same law light does. The optics runs deeper than a shared shape. The connection to light is not just that both have whirlpools. It goes to the foundation of how the whole instrument is built, and it closes a loop worth seeing. The scalar flower's central measure, the hub, the degree to which the 10 voices agree, is, character for character, the equation physicists use for optical coherence, the interference of waves. We built this up from scratch in the waveform model, so the field is, mathematically, an interference pattern. Now here is the loop. How do physicists actually find an optical vortex in a real laser beam? They use interferometry, they overlap the beam with a clean reference beam and look at the fringes. Where a vortex sits, the fringes split into a telltale fork, a line that divides into two, the unmistakable fingerprint of one full phase turn. The fork is the vortex made visible. Optical vortex detection by interferometry is standard practice, e.g. the lateral shear interferometer method, optics and lasers in engineering, 2008, and the review interferometry with vortices, 2012. A fork dislocation in the fringe pattern marks a phase singularity of charge plus or minus one. So the same physics, interferometry, both builds our field. The hub is an interference measure and is the tool that reveals vortices in real light. The instrument and the whirlpools it finds are not two bolted together ideas. They are one piece of optics. The scalar flower measures interference, and interference is exactly where vortices live and how they are seen. The instrument that builds the field and the tool that finds vortices in a laser are the same tool, interferometry. The hub and the whirlpools are one physics, not two. What we share and the line we do not cross. This is where the honesty has to be sharpest, because a claim this beautiful is easy to overreach. So let me draw the line exactly. What our field genuinely shares with hurricanes, lasers, and superfluids is the topology. The whirlpool is a phase singularity, the balance to zero conservation law, the quantized winding, the birth in pairs. These are real, established, and identical across all four systems, because they follow from the shape of the mathematics, not from any particular force. That is why our vortices are trustworthy. They are not ours, they are everyone's. What we do not share is the machinery. A hurricane is driven by the Earth's rotation and the heat of a warm ocean. An optical vortex is a real electromagnetic field in real space. A superfluid vortex is quantum matter near absolute zero. Our field has none of these, no Coriolis force, no heat engine, no electromagnetic field in the sky. We tested directly whether the planets broadcast physical waves that reach the Earth, and the answer was a hard no, recorded in the verdict ledger. So the whirlpool in your field is real as topology, computed from the geometry of the chart. It is not a storm, not a beam, not a fluid, and not a force reaching down from the sky. Across the waterline offered, not proven. There is a temptation worth naming, precisely so we can decline it. When one structure recurs this widely, ocean, air, light, quantum matter, and now a field of relationships, it is natural to wonder whether the whirlpool is something like a fundamental note the universe keeps playing at every scale and every medium. A shape reality returns to whenever waves meet. That may even be true, but our mathematics does not demonstrate it, and I will not claim it does. What our work adds is one more honest instance of the pattern, computed carefully and fenced tightly. The recurrence is real and documented. What it means that the same whirlpool spins in a galaxy, a hurricane, a laser, and a life, that is a question for contemplation, held open, never sold as a finding. The whirlpool is not our invention. It is one of the universe's favorite shapes, and we found it turning in the field, obeying the same law it obeys in the sea and the light.